And it's time now for the business news with Giles Beckford, who's beaming in from our Wellington studio. Giles, dairy company Synerlay, wow, it's been knocked around by A2 Milk's problems.
It has indeed. It's collateral damage. A2 Milk, of course, is the big company that exports a lot of infant formula to China. Last week, it had a bit of a shocker of a first-half result. Its earnings were down by about a third. In particular, it's been hit by a slump in sales through what they call the Daigo channels. Now, these are the unofficial backdoor third-party channels where people will buy, say, infant formula in New Zealand and then send it back to China, in particular, was a key market. They would do the same in Australia. Now, obviously, with closed borders, the tourists, the students, those sorts of people who would be buying the infant formula no longer here. Those sales have gone down quite markedly. Synerlay is a major supplier of infant formula to A2 Milk, so it too wears the consequences of a slump in those sales. It says it's got stock on hand. It doesn't know what its sales outlook is at the moment. It's uncertain and it's volatile. And from that point of view, just a month or so ago, in fact, just before Christmas, it already had lowered its earnings forecast, its profit forecast. It said sales would be down about 40%. Its profit for the year would be down by at least 50%. Now it says all bets are off. We're trying to work out what's happening. We're not going to make any forecasts at all, which, of course, is not good news for Synerlay. Clearly, they're taking a significant hit. They say they just won't be able to reach even their reduced targets from before Christmas. So what was once a very hot stock, it always seemed to rise in tandem with A2 Milk. And, of course, we know A2 Milk was a gangbuster hot stock for the market. Synerlay used to fly along in the tailwinds of that. Not anymore. It's being caught in the downdraft. We'll know in a couple of weeks a little bit more about how bad the outlook is when it reports its half-year earnings.
So let's move on to the Reserve Bank head, Adrian Orr. Would you go so far as to say he's sort of sounding a warning about households who may be overextended if they borrowed big for the roof over their head?
Oh, without a doubt. It's been a theme of his for a wee while. Of course, the Reserve Bank, its concern about the housing market, even if the government would like it to take a broader concern, but its concern about the housing market is how indebted do we get? How much risky lending are the banks engaging in? And that's what it applies the LVRs for, not to try and bring down house prices and the like, but to actually control the level of lending and, in particular, risky lending. So he was at an economics conference today, Adrian Orr, saying, no doubt at all, our loose money policies, the bond buying that we've done and the cheap loans that we're giving to banks, we make no apologies that they have led to a surge in house prices and they've been also a factor in a hot share market. And it's the same right around the world. Central banks that have adopted these policies have been fueling the fires for asset prices. But he's warning, and we have heard this before, he's saying it's a big issue. And if you're an overextended household, then you really have to start thinking about these things. And he says, we know why people are doing this, because with 20% deposit on a house, you can go and borrow the other 80%. So it's leveraging. You're making the most of cheap money, and that's then allowing you to go and make some risky financial decisions, you know, about buying houses. So, yes, he's sounding another warning. Interestingly, at the same economics conference, the head of ASB, Victoria Short, she was saying they were starting to see now increasing numbers of customers who were starting to struggle to make payments, that they were falling behind in some areas, and an increasing number of their customers also have very little to come and go on. She called it the rainy day fund. She put $1,000 as just being a notional limit as to what a rainy day fund would be. She says there are increasing numbers of people who don't even have that much. Of course, when you have a pandemic hit or you have a sharp fall in prices, you lose your job. That's the sort of thing that you need to draw on. She was saying that's becoming an increasing worry for them.
And Giles, before you head off, what numbers have you got from the markets?
Not a happy day on the share market. Down 135 points. That's about 1.1% on the top 50 index. 12,224. New Zealand dollar just holding around 72.4 US cents, 93.1 Australian.
Thanks, Giles. Giles Beckford joining us there from Wellington.